In a world full of noise, long-term thinking stands out. On the Capital Ideas podcast, Capital Group leaders explore the decisions that matter most in investing, leadership, and life. It's a rare look inside a firm that's been helping people pursue their financial goals for more than 90 years. Listen to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan, WFAN.
Good evening, New York City. I don't know what I just saw. I don't know what just happened. I had to throw out all of the notes that I wrote. I thought this was about to be a party. I thought this was about to be a celebration. I thought there was going to be talk of Knicks in five, maybe even a sweep. It was looking like the most dominant performance from the New York Knicks in these playoffs. It was looking like a garden party, a sure thing, no doubt about it. Choke in overtime in game one. 888-808-1019. Somebody call the Fan and tell me what happened. So my producer, Rami, texts me, says, you know, we'll be in the Boomer and Geo studio. And I said, I'm on my way, but I'm watching the Knick game. Deuce McBride gets fouled shooting a three. Karl Anthony Towns gets fouled shooting a three. I'm like, oh, we out. This game is over. The Pacers are folding. I get in the car. And by the time I get through the tunnel to get the radio back on, this cat Aaron Nesmith is going Reggie Miller. He's going Steph Curry. He's going off. And I'm like, what the hell? Andrew Nembhard, Miles Turner, Pascal Siakam, Tyrese. I was ready to talk about how these guys had 8 days off and how these guys aren't ready to play against the Knicks and they're not ready for the Garden. And I just deleted all of the notes that I had. The things that I was going to say about the bench and how Karl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson got to chill on the bench. Man. It is eerie. I just turned it off because the last image I saw was Reggie Miller pointing with this like evil grin. He looked like the Grinch or something. But man, this kid, Aaron Nesmith hits 6 out of 7 threes, and Halliburton with the shooter's bounce and the ball going in off the bounce straight down. But his toe was on the line like KD, and he threw the choke symbol up prematurely because I'm like, hey, you better be sure you throw that Reggie Miller choke up in the Garden. You better be positive. His foot was on the line, and then they flashed that the Pacers went on a 17-6 run in 2 minutes and 38 seconds. The Knicks can't be serious. You got to be more serious. You got to hit your free throws. You got to dribble the clock out, the shot clock. When you're up by that much, that is all-time bad. disappointing. They had a 17-point lead in this game. That was their largest lead. There is no way on God's green earth that in the Eastern Conference Finals, game one in your building, you let these corn farmers come back and play you like that. 888-808-1019. It goes to overtime. And the Pacers are like, I'm thinking that the Pacers already celebrated. They already ran on the floor that they won. Like, they're not going to win in overtime because they already thought that they won. They're going to take their foot off the gas. Like, this, it's more desperation for the Knicks. But then the Knicks can't really get it going. Karl Anthony Towns hits a bucket. But then when it gets down to it, Brunson airballs one. Or no, really, it's when the ball goes off of Brunson, gets challenged. And then OG has the dunk. Could have been an and one. How did all this just happen? My head is spinning. Brunson, airball, Cat shoots the ball short. Because you know what? You're playing overtime and you thought the game was won. You don't even have your legs. You don't even have your wits about you. You shouldn't be in this position. Bridges gets the rebound, but then they swipe at it. It fumbles and knocks off him out of bounds. That's game. And now you got to come back in 2 days and act like that never happened. Now you got to come up. It's insane. We thought it was insane the way that the Knicks stole game one and game two in Boston. I am in shock right now. I don't even know how to proceed. So what I'm going to do is go to the phone. I said somebody call, and you guys call quickly. First is John in St. Louis on the Fan. What's up, John?
Wow, that is an ultimate. How can you? I mean, he put up the sign early, but that is the ultimate choke job. Is it not, Keith?
I mean, I don't know what to compare it to. Honestly,
how many things went wrong? It's ridiculous. How did they come back from this? And like you said, in your own building, the Knicks looked so spectacular through two semi-tough series, and now to have this happen, I thought they put up that graphic that said 20-6 in the last 2:45. That's insane.
No, that's an insane fail. Choke, let your guard down, leave the back door open, and they absolutely come through and rob you of everything. Thanks for the call, John, in St. Louis. We've got people calling from all over the country. The whole country, watch that. It's the Eastern Conference Finals. It's game one in New York, and I just said this on the live stream. You know they hate New York elsewhere. You know nationally they are yucking it up. They are laughing. At halftime, I thought the audacity of Charles Barkley to say, oh, well, you know, the Knicks can't keep up this pace. The Knicks won't be able to keep up this pace with the Pacers. I'm like, what are you talking about? The first half was great. And the Knicks were in control. The Knicks seemed like the team with the upper hand. I'm literally writing my notes, and I'm like, no way did they get to this third round. And maybe the third round is going to be easier than the first and second round. Silly me. It's a long game. It's 48 minutes plus overtime in Houston. Liam, you're on the Fan in New York. Tell us something.
I am absolutely sick. I don't even know what to say, man. Like, this is giving me flashback to the 90s. You know, you mentioned Reggie Miller. I just can't. Make me feel good, Keith. That's all I can say, man.
Just the first game. If this is game five, if this is game seven, you're done. It's the first game of the series. And what you saw tonight, the Knicks are tougher. They play better defense. The Knicks can still win this series. But if they lose this series, that's how they lost it tonight.
And, you know, it's interesting because the Knicks got nicked tonight. The Knicks are the ones that usually come back down from big deficits to win. So being on the other side, the Knicks should have stepped up and done something about it. But I put this on Thibodeau, not, you know, being in the opposite side for a change. And that's when, you know, I was very confident in this game because they were up by a big, but even from the get-go, they didn't fall behind by too many. So watching this game, it's a good point that you make, but I really put this on the coach of, you know, trying to wind down the clock and knowing how to manage the game.
Absolutely.
In situations when you're up.
It's kind of like, thanks for the call, Liam. It's going to be all right. It's a long series, but it just made me think of, it's kind of like in the NFL when they talk about how head coaches have to manage the clock with the lead down the stretch, run the ball, use your timeouts, don't throw the ball. They unraveled, and it's like, that's why I said, like, yo, use the entire shot clock and then hit your foul shots. They shot 70% from free throw land, from the charity stripe, 28 of 40. That's why I said they got to be more serious. This is the Eastern Conference Finals. You're on the precipice of making history. You've already made history, but like real history. And when you're watching that game, you can't help but think, hey, the Knicks are the better team here. Hey, the Knicks are going to the finals. I know it's just the first half. I know it's just the first game. But most of that game, I'm like, wow, this New York Knicks team is the better team. This New York Knicks team in the Garden right now, they're balling right now. They're hitting shots. They're swagging. They're playing defense. They're taking the ball. And the Pacers, credit to Rick Carlisle, they didn't give up. And they shot the lights out to end it. All around the country, let's go to Omar in San Francisco on the fan. What's up, man?
Oh, Keith. These guys were naive tonight. The Knicks were naive. Naive. They didn't close the game. What is going on? No inbounds guarded. Where was the guarding of the inbounds pass?
They got frozen in the moment. And I've seen it happen when you get paralyzed in the fact, like, this is really going down right now. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I wish I could go back and watch. Like, I'm live right now. I wish I could go back and watch. Because as it's happening, like, I'm driving here as it's happening. So I didn't even see all the threes go down. I'm looking online right now, but I'm in my head, I'm like, this is not real life. It is real life. 20 points in the fourth quarter by Aaron Nesmith.
Unbelievable.
Insane. Omar, thanks for the call. 888-808-1019.
Some of the best lessons don't come from a classroom. They come from experience. On The Power of Advice, a new podcast series from Capital Group, you'll hear from CEOs, investors, and founders about how they built careers, took risks, and reinvented themselves. If you're starting your own journey, this is the kind of advice you won't want to miss. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
This is a tough pill to swallow for the New York Knicks fan. As you reach higher heights, the losses sting a lot more. And I hate to equate it to, you know, the New York Yankees, but like in the World Series, Game 5, I was at that game. We were partying in that game until the fifth inning thinking, oh, we're going back to Cali. We got this one. And when you get up to those highs of highs in a game and they drop you down to rock bottom, it's hard to get up. They got to get up, though. They got to overcome it. They got to absolutely forget about it. Short memory, even up the series. But how? I am dumbfounded. How do you let that happen? And you know what? Not for nothing. The Pacers got the Cavaliers late in the game they stole where Halliburton shot that shot? They made a run and did that against the Cavaliers. So you got to be on guard. You got to keep your guard up. DJ is in East Brunswick on the fan. Go for it.
What's going on, Keith? Real quick, absolutely despicable. I don't trust this team. I'm not even a Knicks fan. I was rooting for them. At this point, I'm not even. Let's go Pacers in four. All you sorry Knicks fans, you deserve this because your team is as sorry as they played. Up 17 in the fourth quarter, absolutely despicable. All you SMD Knicks fans, I hope you cry yourself to bed at night.
I don't want that kind of energy. People are hurting right now. I'm looking at Twitter. I'm looking at my chat. People are sick right now. Let's not pile on. I know there's a lot of Knicks haters. I nationally, the national energy is yeah, yeah, yeah. Party in the street now. Yeah. Shut down 7th Avenue after that. Yeah. But like as a sports fan, as a New York radio host, like I said, I'm freestyling right now because I had a whole different plan. I had a whole different plan. I was going to big up campaign. I was going to big up Mikal Bridges. Obviously, Karl-Anthony Towns. No, this is shame. This is shameful. This is the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know what to compare that to in the NBA. You can't compare it to KD with his toe on the line. Halliburton ended up coming back and winning in the, the closest I could compare it to was last round with the Cavs. I think they had that first game, or maybe it was the second game, where Halliburton hits the three to steal it at the end. I just compared it to the World Series. I compared it to being at Game 5. Back-to-back home runs from Judge and Jazz. I'd never seen the stadium. People hugging and high-fiving and throwing popcorn. It was a party in the Garden tonight. Nobody thought that they were leaving like that. From 8 o'clock to probably about 10:40? Jay is on the road. Jay is on the fan. What's up, Jay?
What up, Keith? You hit the nail on the head, man. I felt like I was watching Freeman hit the home run and Judge drop a fly ball. Absolutely disgusted. Saw the first half of the game. Thought, let me get on the road. I got places to go and had to listen to this garbage. But Knicks in six.
There you go. That was my prediction. Thanks for the call, Jay. 888-808-1019. I guess now my prediction, because my prediction was Knicks in six, because I respect the Pacers. I respect their coach. He has won a championship. He's a former player. He's got a ton of experience, and they have a ton of gritty guys. They have a ton of guys that just play, and that's what they did tonight. They did not stop playing. They did not hang their heads. They had a whole 8 days off, and they come into the Garden, and they're being outplayed. I'm searching for the words because I thought we were about to party in the USA. I thought this was about to be go New York, go New York, go. I thought we were going to play the hits. 100 guns, 100 clips, New York State of Mind. I thought this was going to be a night where we talk about, yo, we might sweep these dudes. We might gentlemen sweep these dudes. Now, they say that the series doesn't start until the road team wins. Not only did the road team win, but in that fashion, they got to have a short memory. They got to absolutely have a short memory and get over this one and come back and take the next one. And then, I mean, go to Indiana and be wow. Like, talk about the series starting when the home team. Yeah, the series didn't start until the fourth quarter. Zev is in Brooklyn on the fan. What's up, Zev?
Hey, Keith. What's up, man?
I'm looking at everything I can look at to try and figure out what to tell these folks. I'm looking at the box score. I'm looking at Twitter. People are just laughing at the Knicks. There's a lot of people, you know, some people are blaming the refs. That happens in every sport and everything. I'm blaming Tom Thibodeau, and we'll try and get some audio from him speaking postgame. And I'm blaming the players. They came up lame late.
Look, man, this is like heartbreaking.
You can't take your foot off the gas. You got to be serious. You got to be dead ass. You got to lock that win in your building. That can't happen. The unthinkable actually just happened. The improbable, yeah. They allowed it to go down.
I know, but just a couple of points, man. I don't know why, you know. You're going on this run in the fourth quarter without Brunson, and he's got five fouls, and with 5 minutes to go, you bring him in. I was thinking, why don't you wait till you're down, but you're up by double digits. If you get to under double digits, you're down, you're up by nine, you're up by eight, bring him in. Why do you have to bring him with this amazing run going on? It didn't make sense to me. It broke up the flow. It really didn't make sense. So as much as people are going to say Brunson's your best player, no, leave him out. You had this run without him. Leave him out. You're up by 14, 17. I think that was a mistake. And then
It was weird. Thanks for the call, Zev, because I was thinking about that too. Like, before I left the crib, they were doing all that. McBride was in, where I told you, I left the house after back-to-back fouls where the Pacers fouled the Knicks shooting the three. And I'm like, oh, they're dumb as hell. They're folding. They're giving this game away. There's no way they win. They're doing stupid things. And my thought was, earlier in the game, I'm like, even if this game stays close, you have Jalen Brunson. You have the best closer, the most clutch player in the game. But then in the fourth quarter, as I'm walking out of the house, I'm like, damn, they didn't even need him. They didn't even need him to close the fourth. The Pacers were giving it away. And so, you know, why do you, because I don't know, there's a lot of thinking that goes on, right? So Tom Thibodeau says you just can never let your guard down against them. No lead is safe. And now go back to Friday when Knicks fans were saying, hey, get the starters off the floor. This game is over. And Tibbs doesn't think any game is over until the clock says 0-0 and that red light flashes behind the backboard. But this was a strange game. This was a weird one, man. I'm going to try and get some audio. I'm going to try and get some numbers, try and get something to kind of make sense of this. But there is nothing to make sense of it. They failed. They lost. They coughed that one up. It is a choke. It is a choke. It is a choke. And now these Indiana Farmers, they get to live it again. Reggie Miller gets to smile, and Halliburton probably going to roll into the Garden on Friday with his Reggie Miller choke shirt on. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. We'll be right back.